This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Day Health Show between myself and Dr. Doug, as I like to call him. Before Doug joins me, I've got some things that I want to talk about. Again, trying to answer kind of a general answer to questions that I'm constantly asked, either by my own radio audience in the Salt Lake City area or from patients that I see on a day-to-day basis. And I'm always talking about food because I believe, as Thomas Edison said on one occasion, food was your best medicine. And as the healers of 100 years ago, before the Rockefeller and Carnegie interests took over healthcare and moved everybody to drugs instead of food as their method of healing, what essentially was nothing more than just nutritional deficiencies, would be using food. And so in the assessment or analysis of the symptomatic picture of various patients 100 years ago, actually more than 100 years ago, they would look at, in analyzing their diet, what's missing? What do you have too much of? What do you not have enough of? And when those shortages were addressed and the overages were addressed, usually health could regain rather quickly. But then again, the food they were using then was essentially food from the farm, unprocessed foods. Grocery stores, foodstuff stores, you know, a little over 100 years ago, looked totally different than our grocery stores today. And in discussing this with my patients, the question often comes up, why do we cook? Isn't raw better? Because they would say, and I think I might have mentioned this on the last show with you, that only humans cook their foods. And then my answer, of course, is yes, but only humans build Pratt & Whitney jets for engines. Only humans send men into space and women. Only humans are able to build gigantic hydroelectric power dams. There is a difference between the animals and mankind. So I wanted to take a little bit of time with you today and talk about why we cook. Why did mankind develop the cooking of food when it's so much easier to just grab something off a bush, a vine off a tree, pull off a root, whatever, and just start chewing on it. Well, we know all human cultures cook. And there was a book that was published back in the 1960s called The Raw and the Cooked by Claude Levi Strauss. Interesting name. And he's often called the father of modern anthropology. And I'm quoting from the book now. Not only does cooking mark the transition from nature to culture, but through it and by means of it, the human state can be defined with all its attributes. So the point that this author, Levi Strauss, makes in his thesis is that humans cook their food for cultural and psychological reasons, not because, in his opinion at the time, was there any real biological or a physiological imperative that said you have to cook your food. And there was another anthropologist contemporary with him, Edmund Leach, who held pretty much the same view. And I'm quoting from Leach. People do not have to cook their food. They do so for symbolic reasons to show that they are men and not beasts. You know, as you would expect an anthropologist to say. And then there's others that propose that cooking was just simply an offshoot that happened when early man started using fire for warmth. Well, there's a new school of thought, and it references some rather serious and well-defined scientific experiments showing the simple truth that cooking makes our food easier to digest. And these findings lead to a conclusion that I often express to my patients, that the practice of cooking allows more time for cultural activities and get-togethers, and it provides more energy to simply power a bigger brain that we as human beings possess, as opposed to even other primates like monkeys and gorillas. So an interesting thing happened back in the 1800s. Well, lots of interesting things, but in the sense of digestion of raw and cooked foods is a result of a very unfortunate accident in which a Canadian named Alexis St. Martin had received a gunshot wound to his stomach, and the wound didn't fully heal, and it left an opening in the abdominal wall that allowed the attending physicians of the day to observe the workings of his stomach. Now, there are some kinds of wounds that you can have that come out of warfare that just simply don't close completely the way they need to and end up needing plastic surgery and a lot of other advanced surgical techniques to finally close the wound. But it left a hole in his abdominal wall, and it was big enough that you could see the workings of his stomach. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, as well as ForbiddenDoctor.com, a regular here with the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. And I'm talking about why we cook our foods. And it's not just simply an anthropological development, as people were sitting around a campfire trying to stay warm, and someone finally said, what if I throw this raw piece of kidney on the fire and instead of eating it raw, if it'll make any difference? I mean, that's kind of silly. But the information that we have today regarding what happens to food when we cook it, not overcook it, just cooking it, helps to break it down and makes it easier to digest. And I'm telling the story of this poor Canadian that was gut shot, and in saving his life and repairing the hole that was left because of the gun, it left a hole in the abdominal wall. And so this doctor that was attending to him, it was a U.S. Army surgeon by the name of William Beaumont, and he was not only curious of watching the stomach as to what happens when food gets in it. He's extremely meticulous, so he performed a lot of experiments. And this, I'm not making this up. He would dangle food on a string into Alexis St. Martin's stomach, and then he would pull it out to observe the extent of digestion. And he recorded how quickly various foods that were eaten by St. Martin left the stomach. And so for the next 10 years, he performed what seems to amount to at least 200 studies on this poor fellow. And they're all published in his book. And the book is entitled Experiments and Observations on the Gastric Juice and the Physiology of Digestion. You want to guess what year? 1838. So in his first study, Dr. Beaumont would introduce what he said, and I'm quoting from the book, "Articles of diet suspended by a silk string and fastened at proper distances so as to pass in without pain." And it included a piece of highly seasoned alamode beef, a piece of raw salted fat pork, a piece of raw salted lean beef, a piece of boiled salted beef, a piece of stale bread, and a bunch of raw sliced cabbage, each piece weighing about 2 drams. So when the food would be introduced, he noted, because he could see there's this hole in the abdominal wall and the muscles and everything over top the stomach, he would notice that the stomach, which of course, as you well know, is a muscle, would begin to churn, and its color would get bright. Obviously due to the increased circulation, I'm sure, to the stomach. And then followed by, quote, "gradual appearance of innumerable, very fine, lucid specks rising through the transparent mucus coat, seeming to burst and discharge themselves upon the very points of the papillae, diffusing a limpid, thin fluid over the whole interior gastric surface." So, talk about being meticulous. But he discovered that the stomach lining excreted gastric juice. Surprise, surprise, I know. But back then, it was a big surprise. But it just confirmed some of his earlier published theories that these juices contain hydrochloric acid. And so then he noted in the record that St. Martin's stomach digested, and I'm quoting, tender foods, as well as foods finely divided. And by that, he meant chopping them up or cutting them fine, chopping them fine. And the body would the stomach would digest these foods much more rapidly and completely than foods that were in larger pieces. He noticed that the potatoes that were boiled, and I don't know what it means reduced to a fine powder. Maybe mashed potatoes is what he's talking about. But I'm quoting, potatoes boiled and reduced to a fine powder underwent complete digestion, while cooked potatoes in pieces resisted complete digestion. Pieces of raw potato left the stomach largely undigested. Pieces of raw potato, when submitted to the operation of this fluid, in the same manner almost entirely resist its action. Many hours elapse before the slightest appearance of digestion is observable, and this only upon the surface. That's when he was eating raw potato. Well, you would think a potato would be so easy to digest. So and interestingly enough, and this was surprising to me when I read this account, that this poor fellow's stomach easily digested boiled beef. So when, and now I'm quoting, a morsel introduced at noon was gone by 2 in the afternoon, but a piece of raw salted lean beef left the stomach largely intact. So his experiments also determined that vegetables digested more slowly than meat, and that milk would coagulate into curds and whey early in the digestive process. He noticed that vegetables digested more slowly than meat did. So what happens in the small intestine once it leaves the stomach? That's what I'm going to talk to you about next, because I'm sure as you're familiar, the digestive juices in the stomach are largely acidic, and in the small intestine, mildly alkaline. So when we get back from the break, it'd be interesting, I find this interesting as to what happens in the small intestine. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We will be right back.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute. Call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever. Right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm happy to be here with you. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I've been talking about the idea of why we cook foods as opposed to eating them raw. And I want to tell you about what happens in the small intestine. So after food leaves the stomach, you know, obviously it goes right into the duodenum, the beginning of the small intestine, where it's mildly alkaline. And there's a whole host of digestive enzymes, primarily made by the pancreas, that takes over the task of breaking the food down further than what the stomach did, if the stomach had a chance to do so, into basic components that can be absorbed across the gut wall. And bile is released into this very beginning area of the small intestine to break down fats in the form of triglycerides, into individual fatty acids. So patients who've undergone surgery to remove the colon have this bag, you know, the colostomy bag where the small intestine ends in its final segment called the ileum. And experiments with these ileostomy patients have allowed patients to examine the contents of the intestine at that end of digestive activities to have an even better idea of what's going on. And these studies show simply that humans digest cooked starch very efficiently. And the percentage of cooked starch digested by the time it reaches the ileum is at least 95% digestion for oats, for wheat, for potatoes, for leafy vegetables, for bananas, and interesting enough, for white bread. Home-cooked kidney beans and barley, we don't worry too much about barley now, but I'm reading from this older information, digest about 84%. Raw starch, like raw potatoes, drops down to 70%, or no, 50% for potatoes. And in green leafy vegetables, drops down below 50% for digestion by the time it reaches the end of the small intestine. So not in conclusion for today's show, but of this particular section, we digest raw starch only half as well as cooked starch. Now, there are studies that have been done on raw food diets that shed, you know, more modern studies as to why humans cook food. There was a 1999, so that's, you know, 24 years ago, a report published in the Annals of Nutrition and Metabolism. that they looked at the results of what the Giessen raw food study that was conducted in Germany in the 1990s. And the subjects ate and consisted on a group. They were participating in this eating experience of about 500 men and women who consumed raw food diets long term, on average almost 4 years, just raw foods for at least 4 years. And the diet largely consisted of fruits and vegetables, some raw honey, some cold-pressed oils, dried fruit, dried or smoked meat and fish, fermented vegetables, certain types of nuts. But even though they included high-caloric food like honey and oils, the subjects lost weight, and they ended up with their BMI below normal weight range. Women lost an average of 26 pounds. Men lost an average of 21. You know, something an overweight person might welcome, but not a good idea if you're a hunter-gatherer and you need a lot of robust energy for hunting and gathering. But one of the major conclusions to this raw food study was that the volunteers reported always feeling hungry. The only way I can describe that is what I'm going to talk about next in the next section. We're going to go to a break now. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We'll be right back to answer that question.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. FBI Director Christopher Wray is scheduled to testify before Congress today. Wray will appear before the House Judiciary Committee, where he'll face a number of lawmakers who have been increasingly critical of the Justice Department following the indictment of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Conservatives have accused the Bureau of being weaponized against Republicans. The clock is ticking to avoid the largest strike in the United States since the 1950s. Talks between UPS and the Teamsters Union fell apart again. A majority of the 340,000 UPS workers voted to authorize a strike by July 31st, and economists warn it could cause major disruptions to the U.S. economy. The Northern Lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis, are dropping south. According to the University of Alaska Geophysical Institute, Ohio, Maryland, Nebraska, and states north of them should see the Northern Lights tonight in their skies. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just a quick word about that. I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. We decided to call it ForbiddenDoctor.com to obviously draw attention to the title. But the Forbidden Doctor is that doctor inside of your body that from the time of your conception, from mom and dad, that directed the building of your body. Now, it's not just a DNA thing. The DNA is the blueprint. What built upon the blueprints? A good comparison I give is you decide there's this new house you want to build, and you go to an architect, and they give you blueprints. That's the DNA. So take those blueprints out in the middle of that acre of ground and bury the blueprints in the dirt and see what comes out of the dirt. I know that is silly. Obviously, nothing. The blueprints are just a blueprint, just a design. This is how big the windows are going to be. This is how many square feet are going to be present. This is the pitch of the roof, and so on. But it takes a construction crew, and that construction crew to build the house is the forbidden doctor inside you. And why do I say forbidden? Because the medical tyranny forbids you to know that that exists. And that if you give that building crew inside of your body the correct building ingredients, the right kind of windows, the right kind of sheetrock, the right kind of paneling and flooring, and the right kind of roof cover, you're going to end up with a beautiful home. But if you start shortchanging things and cheap out here and there, the house is not going to be as sturdy as the blueprints indicated it could have been. That's kind of why we call it the forbidden doctor. That forbidden doctor is that construction crew inside of you, given the raw materials, is going to give you a healthy body. So I've been talking about why we should or shouldn't cook foods and some studies that have been done. I have to admit with my patients, I've kind of flip-flopped back and forth. And now, it's whatever makes you feel good. Because not everybody's physiology is the same. I have some patients who probably eat 90%, 75 to 90% of their food raw. And other patients who the only raw thing they ever eat might be some salad occasionally or some fruit. Everything else is cooked. And I think a lot of your ethnic background has an awful lot to do with it. There is so much of our genetic structure that is carried over from thousands of generations from where our blood came from. Was your DNA developed in sub-Saharan Africa? Was it developed in Scandinavia? Was it developed in the Northern Arctic? Was it developed in thousands of generations in the South Pacific? Your DNA is altered to some degree by the kinds of foods your ancestors have eaten. And now we're at a time where just in the last 150 years, we have such a hodgepodge, such a mix of races, in at least the Western countries, especially in the United States, Canada, that it's difficult sometimes for people to find the best diet for themselves because it's such a big mix of DNA. So it's an experimental thing. So I'm not saying you should eat more cooked than raw. I'm not saying you should eat more raw than cooked. It's just I'm trying to present some argument here that there's some definite advantage to some of the food being cooked. So I mentioned this study, the Giessen study in Germany. And even though both the women and the men lost over 20 pounds during the period of the study, they were always hungry. And about 30% of the women under 45 had partial to complete amenorrhea, which means their period stopped. And the subjects that were eating the higher amounts of raw food, which in the study meant more than 90% raw, were affected more frequently than the modern or the moderate food eaters. They were only eating about 50% raw. And overall, the men reported a very decreased interest in sex. So the researchers noted that a strict raw food diet would not guarantee an adequate energy supply. I'm quoting that from the study. Quote, a strict raw food diet cannot guarantee an adequate energy supply. And it concluded that the consumption of raw food diet is associated with a high loss of body weight. And they said this, quote, since many raw food dieters exhibited underweight and amenorrhea, a very strict raw food diet cannot be recommended on a long-term basis. And then other risks that they noticed in the constant labs that they were doing with the blood. Bone mass decreased. There was low B12. There was a very low HDL to cholesterol ratio. And they had elevated homocysteine, which is usually an indication of inflammation. So these kinds of observations led to the formation of a basic cooking hypothesis that was first published in 1999. And the hypothesis said this, the raw and the stolen. The article was titled, The Raw and the Stolen, Cooking and the Ecology of Human Origins. So the lead author that is a primatologist, and a primatologist is someone who studies primates, said that that cooking is a universal human activity, and suggested that the practice of using fire to cook our food led to other behaviors that are considered uniquely human, including greater cooperation and sociability because it took more than one person to keep the fires going, the eventual division of labor between males who did the hunting and females who did the cooking. I know that sounds a little sexist, but back then it was a matter of survival. And the tendency to form male-female bonds that were embedded with multi-female and multi-male communities, where a man and a woman would bond together in the midst of all of these females and males. And so more to the point,
the cooked foods would provide humans more energy than enjoyed by the other species that obviously weren't cooking their foods, allowing the development of a smaller digestive tract, smaller teeth, smaller mouth, but in return, a much larger brain. In 2009, a book published called Catching Fire, How Cooking Made Us Human, and it expanded on that thesis, noting that digestion is a costly process. It requires anywhere from 15 to 30% of the calories that we are eating to digest those calories. So anything that makes digestion easier, obviously, would give us more energy and allow us more time for other activities. You know, from the producing of weapons to the rituals of our communities back when we were in a much more survival state. But the human mouth, the lips, the teeth, the jaw is much smaller than those of apes and chimpanzees, the other primates. And the human stomach, our small intestine, the colon, is smaller than those of a primate of the same height. And so they noticed that the volume of the whole gut is about 60% of what is expected for a primate of our size. In other words, the smaller the human, the greater the percentage of the digestive system. In order to get the necessary nutrition that a larger human with a smaller digestion process could get. So the more gut tissue in our body, the more energy that is spent on metabolism. So when you have a reduced size of the human gut compared to, say, like a gorilla of the same height, it had to work with greater efficiency, and it saved us a lot of unnecessary metabolic energy costs to allow us to do other things, to develop culturally, to develop socially as human beings, and to share the responsibilities of the survival of the community. So, why cook? Well, the studies on digestion in the stomach and the small intestine indicate that for humans, starchy foods, fibrous foods, and most meat requires cooking. So, because the starch that's inside of a plant cell occurs as little granules. They're just little dense packages of stored up glucose. That's what starch is. Starch is just long chains of sugar, of glucose. An underripe banana, very stiff, very tough, because it's mostly starch. You leave the banana sitting around long enough, what happens? It softens. As that starch, those starch chains break down and start forming more glucose molecules than starch, and it gets soft and mushy because now it's mostly sugar. You'll get a bigger high from eating a very soft, mushy banana than you will a hard, firm banana. Well, these starch granules that are inside of plants are designed to be stable and can persist in some very dry environment for thousands of years, as we have discovered some of the starchy foods that are in the mummified containers of the Egyptian people thousands of years ago. And they would discover these things, they'd open them up, and they could plant the wheat that was inside these containers and actually produce wheat. But when you start to warm these foods up, short of boiling, but when they're warmed up, these granules of starch break down into small fabric or fragments, and it's something that's called gelatinization, and it's so much more easy to digest this stuff, which is why a cooked potato will give you a lot more energy than a raw potato. So these studies went on with all the other kinds of vegetables that are out there. But the raw vegetables are very resistant to digestive enzymes. And the cellulose that contains the starch inside these products are completely indigestible for humans. While cattle and deer and sheep have the digestive capability in their multi-stomachs, called, the rutin. They have four different stomachs, and each of these stomachs contains different kinds of bacteria. So that when they're eating like alfalfa or flowers or herbs or whatever else, or grass in the pasture,
The reason they have to chew and chew and chew and chew and chew all day long is to break down that stuff, the grass, the alfalfa, into small enough pieces that when it gets to the first stomach, there's a certain kind of bacteria that goes after it. And then what do they do with it? The cattle chewing their cud, they vomit it back up into the mouth to chew it even more, and then it swallows and it gets spread over the four different stomachs that contain different kinds of bacteria that break down the grass that they're eating, interestingly enough, into fatty acids. Now, I could do another whole show on that subject alone, but that's where their energy is coming from the fat that exists inside the grasses. But they have to chew all day long to do that. When we cook our green vegetables or red or orange or blue, whatever, we soften up those cellulose fibers so that in the minimal amount of chewing we do, and I don't think any of us chew our food enough, we can release those starchy contents that provide us the energy that we need. And now cooking. Cooking meat is easier to digest than raw for two reasons. Number one, cooking melts away the connective tissue that's wrapped around the muscle fibers. And secondly, as that collagen webbing melts away during cooking, the tightly wound up muscle fibers begin to relax. And it allows more surface area for the digestive juices in your stomach and your enzyme, your intestine, to do the job that's necessary. I hope there's an awful lot more of the subject. Maybe I can pick it up in the next week's show. But I'm going to be joining Doug here before too much longer. These presentations are a part of the Good Day Health Show podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can get my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I will be joining up with Doug here in just a few moments.
Stephen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go, and you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 past the hour. It is Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, I don't have to say Utah, do I? Because doesn't everybody know Salt Lake City's in Utah?
Certainly.
Expecting too much from folks. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Your audience.
No, well, that's because we have a lot of people listening to the program.
Well, you cover
program,
so many
program.
Subjects. You cover so many subjects, and yes. Your audience knows everything. And what they don't know isn't worth knowing.
If they don't know, they can get the other information from you in the weekend program, Good Day Health, and also the podcast that comes down on gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm looking at one of the recent items here. You talk about cooking plants, heating milk in the pasteurizing process and what it does. You and I are people who are fond. I say don't eat raw meat. But raw milk is very, very, very good for it. I think you say eat raw meat, right? Raw oysters.
Occasionally. Well, raw oysters for sure. It's one of the best things for a man's sexual health.
Yeah.
But raw meat occasionally. Occasionally I'll have steak tartare if it's prepared correctly. But usually you want to cook your meat because it helps to bust up the muscle fibers so that in your normal digestive process you can get more of the nutrition out of the meat.
But because we don't know where the meat comes from, where the pork comes from anymore, where the chicken comes from, or the
let
fish.
Let me say this about what you just said there, because that's really important. Mm-hmm. If you don't know where it came from, you should not be eating
cook it. Cook it.
Cook it for a cinder. No,
cook it.
You shop carefully. You can get clean meat. You can get clean fish. You can get clean pork. You just need to be careful where you get it from, and you usually have to go to independent butchers to do that. The big commercial units, that stuff is not fit for human beings.
No, it's awful. Okay, here's a study that has been done of youngsters who grow up in the Amish community, and apparently there are no problems from any disease, basically. Autism, which is a big problem among youngsters, I think, and Americans today. Diabetes, they don't have that. They don't have cancer. So what's the reason?
They don't get vaccinations. Amish children are strictly 100% not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So not only do they not have autism, They don't have autoimmune problems, heart disease, diabetes, asthma, ADHD, arthritis, cancer, and even dementia. And so a testimony was brought before the Pennsylvania state government because there's 90,000 Amish people in Pennsylvania, 82,000 in Ohio, and then the rest of the 400,000 upstate New York, and spread in several northwestern or eastern areas of the country.
Yep.
And why are they so sick and healthy? The only thing they can find out are a couple of reasons. Number one, they only eat food that they produce themselves.
Yep.
They're not eating processed foods. And the roadside markets that offer Amish prepared foods are always standing in line waiting for the kinds of stuff that they make because it's so delicious. But it comes from their own farms, it comes from their own animals, and their children are not vaccinated. And their children do not get sick. Now, they can fall down and break a leg, of course, but the Amish people have a survival rate of COVID 90 times higher than the rest of America. Nobody wants to talk about this. The only people who talk about it are natural health advocates like myself.
Well, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is talking about it.
He's really pushing it. I've been blacklisted on YouTube. I've had several of my YouTube podcasts taken down because I talk about this kind of stuff. In the fact that I'm not trying to make a point here other than this should be investigated. But vaccinations is a big, big money maker.
Of course, it's a big business.
Yes, it is.
Right. It's a big business. All right, so where do the wise is sufficient. You can get more information on this by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com. The Forbidden Doctor is a great place to find some of the great supplements that come from Standard Process. Plus, Jack has his own enzymes, the Lee enzymes that are long life and energy driven. That's something that you can get no other.
We can hardly keep it in stock.
I know. That's good stuff. Here's something else. Calitrin brings you Dr. Jack, and they can hardly keep their product in stock as well because it works so well. Go to the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. It's the drug-free, the stimulant-free, the best way for you to lose weight and keep it off that America has ever seen. That's a heck of a claim, but they wouldn't still be in business after 26, almost 27 years if it didn't work. So check it out for yourself, Calitrin at toploss.com. And enjoy the fruits of taking this supplement and helping yourself to looking better, being better, feeling better. That's what it's all about here on Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program at 59 after the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.